यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन 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 यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी 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 जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास सदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। गंगा माई जमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो वन चैप्टर सिक्स कॉन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन नारद एंड व्यासदेव। टेक्स्ट वन। सूत उवाच एवं निशम्य भगवान् देवशेर्जन्म कर्म च भूयः पप्रच्छत्तं ब्रह्मन् व्यासः सत्यवती सुतः। सूत उवाच एवं निशम्य भगवान् देवशेर्जन्म कर्म च भूयः पप्रच्छतं ब्रह्मन् व्यासः सत्यवती सुतः। सूत उवाच एवं निशम्य भगवान् देवर्षेर्जन्म कर्म च भूयः पप्रच्छतं ब्रह्मन् व्यासः सत्यवती सुतः। Matajis. What means? Sutaha uvacha. Suta said. Evam thus. Nishamya hearing. Bhagavan, the powerful incarnation of God. Devarshihe, of the great sage among the gods. Janma, birth. Karma, work. Cha, and. Bhoyaha, again. Paprachha, asked. Tam, him. Brahman, O Brahmanas. Vyasaha, Vyasadeva. Satyavati, Satyavati Sutaha, the son of Satyavati. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Suta said, O Brahmanas, thus hearing all about Sri Narada's birth and activities, Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God and son of Satyavati, inquired as follows. Purport. Vyasadeva was further inquisitive to know about the perfection of Naradji, and therefore he wanted to know about him more and more. In this chapter, Naradji will describe how he was able to have a brief audience with the Lord while he was absorbed in the transcendental thought of separation from the Lord, and when it was very painful for him. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sachivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this Srimad Bhagavatam was written by Srila Vyasadeva in the maturity of his spiritual realization. And if we read other scriptures, we may not even come to know who God is, because they vaguely talk about Him. They are meant for different categories of people. But Srimad Bhagavatam, right from the word go, it only talks about the highest dharma. Dharma projit ketavatra parma parmo nirmatsaranam satam. And any superficial religion in Srimad Bhagavatam has been thoroughly kicked out. And it only talks about the highest principles. And one of the highest principles of devotional life, or the hallmark qualities of bhakti, which is the essence of all scriptures, is that anyone, however fallen one may be, can be elevated to the most exalted position. And that's why we see throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, we see when Lord Shiva is speaking, it is mentioned Sri Rudra Uvacha. When Brahma speaks, Sri Brahma Uvacha. Indra speaks, Indra Uvacha. But when Krishna is speaking, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. But when the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam has spoken, his name is not mentioned. His caste is mentioned. Suta Uvacha. To speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, one needs to be very, very exalted. So right from the beginning, Bhagavatam is making it very clear. Look, even a Suta has been elevated to this position just by engaging in the devotional service. Suta Goswami was blessed by Vyasadev, Lord Balaram. His name we don't find anywhere. So Bhagavatam is spoken by somebody who is born apparently in a lower caste. Sometimes people think only those who are born in a higher caste, they have the rights. Or only they are exalted. Others have to just wait for a long time. Like in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada's one disciple, he came to him running because there was so much opposition even during the time of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur by the caste Goswamis. To an extent that there was an attempt to kill him. But the policeman, he informed Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in advance. Because he was thoroughly against this principle that only some people who are born in particular families, only they have the right to initiate or become Brahmanas or be elevated. So, Srila Prabhupada's disciple came to him, he was very, very happy. And he happily informed Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you know, I went to this temple and this priest told me, you all are doing very nice. So keep doing your bhakti nicely. So next life you will get the opportunity to born in a family like ours, a Goswami family, a Brahmana family. So Prabhupada said, you go back and tell him that if you do your priestly work nicely, next life you will be born in as a hippie in the United States and you will be delivered by the Hare Krishna movement. So Prabhupada also preached this very strongly. Whoever we may be, we can be, elevated to the most elevated, exalted position. And therefore human life is special. That if we, like we have the example of Mrigari, we have countless examples. We have the example of Ratnakar, Dacoit, Daku, who became Valmiki. Mrigari, the hunter. He was a different kind of hunter, but his heart was purified. We have the examples of prostitutes getting purified. An elephant, Gajendra, exalted to the most, elevated to the highest position. Personally taken by the Lord to Vaikuntha. We have the example of demon-like Vritrasura. So anyone can be elevated. And that's what Bhagavatam is doing, Suta Goswami, throughout. Not mentioning the name, just making it very clear that while we are performing devotional service, nothing is an impediment. And there's no situation in which we cannot perform bhakti. Never an excuse. To an extent that even if you're not able to perform bhakti physically, mentally we can do, and that will manifest, that will materialize before the Lord. Because ultimately, Lord accepts the bhav. So this particular verse is also very interesting. When we pay attention to the names that are mentioned. So, Vyasa is also not the name of the person. It is a post. And in every day of Brahma, a different personality appears as Vyasa. So, our Vyasa Devi is known as Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasa. Because he was born on an island. Mahabharata mentions his birth. So, and the incarnation of Vyasadeva is specifically to compile the scriptures for the people of Kali Yuga. Every millennium, every day of Brahma, a different Vyasadeva comes. He is given the title Vyasadeva. And they are chosen by the Lord. Vyasa is also the empowered incarnation of the Lord. Next millennium, Vyasadeva is going to be Ashwatthama. That is also clear. Bali Maharaj will become the next Indra. So they are already chosen by the Lord. Now here in this verse, he's been first of all addressed as Vyasa. That means he's supposed to know everything. Since he's going to compile all the scriptures, so he must be well versed with everything. That defines his exalted position, spiritual position. Then his lineage has been defined, son of Satyavati, who is the wife of Parashar Muni, or he was born from Parashar and Satyavati. So he is related to Parashar Muni, great sage. And then he has also been defined as the incarnation of God. And God is supposed to be omniscient, know everything. So, and such a personality is inquiring from his guru, Narad Muni. Somebody who is supposed to be all-knowing is inquiring. Somebody who is supposed to know everything doesn't know. And he is going to inquire from his guru, Narad Muni, about his life, his past life, how he came to be an exalted personality. In his past life, Narad Muni told him he was the son of a maid servant. So Vyasadeva is inquiring, and the Lord teaches through his own devotees, through his own example. And he's teaching here that whoever we are, now he doesn't need, but he's teaching us an important lesson. That whoever we are, even if we are coming in a great family lineage, even if we are supposed to be most learned as a Vyasa, that's his position, even if I am most exalted spiritually, I have to accept a guru. I will need the help of a guru because there will be times in life where we'll be at crossroads. Even if you know the entire philosophy, without guru's help, we will not be able to advance. Arjuna also in the Bhagavad Gita was very exalted and knowledgeable, influential, powerful, young, educated. He had been to the celestial planets. He had equal Lord Shiva in a fight. He had received celestial weapons, personal friend of Krishna. But even he could not figure out something at some stage in his life. He was stuck. Only when he presented himself as a humble disciple was his illusion destroyed. So Vyasadeva is also under illusion. And he has done a mistake, and therefore Narad Muni has appeared. He is guiding him. So, family lineage, his education as a Vyasa, a spiritual position elevated. So however great we might become, even in spiritual life, so Vyasadeva is teaching through his example that we still have to remain submissive to our Guru. And we are always subservient. Mayavad philosophy is totally opposite. You take help of somebody to reach a particular stage, then you just remove that person from the scene. But the process of bhakti is personal right from the beginning until the end. Even in the spiritual world, where people don't need to perform sadhana, there also there is hierarchy. Srimati Radharani, the guru of everyone, followed by Lalita Sakhi, other Sakhis, they have their assistants who have their assistants, and then there are other assistants. And they are following the system. So basically what is happening here, the system that Srila Prabhupada has given us, the parampara system, we are actually getting trained up in the culture of the spiritual world. And as Srila Prabhupada once said, wherever we go, our consciousness goes along with us. So according to the consciousness, our next destination is given to us. So unless we are fixed up in this consciousness of being the servant of the servant of the servant in this parampara system, it will not be easy for us to enter the spiritual world. So Krishna will make us ready. And therefore he sends a guru into our life who trains us up. And the more we are fixed up in this consciousness, the more we are qualified to stay. Because otherwise if we go in this consciousness, Krishna wants to take us even right now. But if we go in this consciousness, we will create disturbance in the spiritual realm. And we will also be disturbed. Because in the spiritual world, Krishna is the center. And when we try to surpass somebody else, that means we want to be the center. Even if we are trying to serve a great personality, if we try to surpass others, that means we are trying to be the center. And that's what this whole civilization is becoming. And this whole materialistic civilization is teaching us how you should be the center. And everything is being manufactured around that. For example, many years back we had those cameras where one person had to click and others would just stand. Then came the Nokia phone and others where you had low resolution rear camera, front camera, to forget it. And then came the age of smartphones. Then also rear camera would be say 5 MP and front camera 1 MP. And now just see, now the only thing that the companies that are manufacturing phones, how they advertise, big billboards, 46 MP selfie camera. That's it. Rear camera is forgotten now. Because people want to click selfies, click themselves. They want to see themselves. So it's not a coincidence that selfie, selfish is synonymous. They sound also similar. The world is making us more and more selfish, how we should be the center. 108 MP megapixel camera. And people buy based on that. So with phone, people are doing everything else except for what it is meant for. It is an MP3 player now, it's a TV, and calls, that communication part is also getting less and less because people are more involved in this kind of thing. Nowadays we have video games which children are playing. Earlier you had to sit, the other one had to sit next to you to play. Now you could be sitting in Mumbai, other person could be sitting in California, somebody could be sitting in China, and three are playing together. So impersonalism. But bhakti brings personalism. I am because of others. Whatever we are able to achieve even in spiritual life is only by the support system from other devotees, from the temple, from the whole organization. And that is the system in the spiritual world. And therefore, it is important to be fixed up in the consciousness that Srila Prabhupada taught, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, And Maharaj once said, sometimes we try to surpass others, but we don't make spiritual advancement that way. We make spiritual advancement by becoming other person's humble servant. So that attitude of service is very, very important. And that service, it is again boiling down to the consciousness that we have. Different people might be doing different services, but in our own heart we have to maintain that consciousness that I am because of others, and that will help us advance. So Vyasadeva, incarnation of God, son of Satyavati, great family lineage, even he has to humble himself. He is inquiring. He cannot have a solution to everything. Even the great, great powerful demigods like Indra, Chandra, Surya, Lord Brahma, up to Lord Shiva, even they don't have a solution to every problem. So sometimes even they have to go to Lord Vishnu, who is the incarnation of Krishna, is the maintainer of this universe, to get things sorted. Even Lord Vishnu once, at least a few times we know, he did not have, so like the story of Purushottaman, the goddess. She went to Lord Vishnu, who took her to Lord Krishna, who gave her own name. So only Krishna, only the Supreme Lord is free from all faults or any of his incarnations. So, he is all-knowing, but still he comes down to the level of ordinary human beings just to teach. How important it is to accept a bona fide guru in life. And when we say bona fide guru, it means really who himself is 100% dedicated to the service of God, who know who God is. We come across many so-called gurus in today's day and age. Their whole organization will not have a single picture of God. And they claim to be gurus. They might have crores of followers. They don't talk about God. They don't refer to scriptures. On the contrary, they blaspheme God. So a guru, the position of a guru, the name, this name can only be used by a person who is living up to this responsibility. Like for example, if somebody is a CFO in a company, so he is supposed to deal with the finance. Otherwise, he is not accepted as a CFO. He is not doing his properly duty. Similarly, the position of a guru or the title of a guru is only reserved for a person who connects us with God. Otherwise, he is not guru. Bali Maharaj, in the 8th canto we read, when Vamana Deva came, Bali Maharaj did not know that this is Supreme Lord Vishnu. He had a guru called Shukracharya, the guru of the demons. Shukracharya understood that this little boy, this little dwarf is not simply a Brahmana. He is a Supreme Lord and he will take away everything. So he spoke so many things, morality and how one can give up dharma in case of emergency. To save oneself is the greatest principle, self-preservation. And don't serve because he is Lord Vishnu, don't give him anything. So Bali Maharaj, he was trained up by his grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj. So naturally, grandfather, grandchildren, they have a very close relationship. So he started thinking that the job of a guru is to encourage a disciple in the service of God. But this guru of mine is teaching me just the opposite. He's telling me not to serve God. So in that situation, a guru can be rejected. That's what the scriptures say. So he rejected his own guru. And he became glorious for that. So anyone who guides us in the service of God is our greatest well-wisher. Anybody who does the opposite is like a curse in our life. So this title, Guru, is only, and the Guru occupies the greatest position in a disciple's life. Once In a Gurukul, one teacher, guru, he was teaching to his disciples. He would teach scriptures. And then there would be a test. And the test would be that he would invite all the students one by one and he would request them to chant certain sections of the Vedas, the Puranas or whatever. So one by one children were coming and they were reciting. He would ask, okay, recite this part, recite this portion. So then one boy came. By that time the guru got busy. And he said, okay, you do one thing. I am busy right now. You go to the backyard, backside of our Gurukul. There is a tree. And standing in front of tree, you recite all your, verses that I've requested you, that I've asked for. He said, but how will I know whether I'm chanting correctly, whether I'm reciting properly? He said, every time you make a mistake, one leaf from the tree would fall down. So the student went and he did not even start reciting. He closed his eyes and all the leaves fell down. So he was shocked. He came back to his guru and he said, this is what happened. Maine to shuru bhi nahi kiya tha beta. I didn't even start. He said, the guru thought for it. Then he said, what did you do? Whom did you remember first? He said, I remembered Lord Ganesha. He's supposed to be. He said, that's the mistake. Even before you remember anybody else, the guru must be remembered. Because who gave you that knowledge? Who connected you? Even if you're remembering Ganesha, even if you're remembering Krishna. So guru's position is the supreme most. And wherever the word guru has been used in the scriptures, we'll find more often than not, the word fortunate has been used. Fortunate, fortunate, fortunate. Only a fortunate soul comes across a bona fide guru. First, by the mercy of Krishna, one gets a guru. And what kind of a guru will come into our life will be defined by the sincerity of our desire. Some people want a label of spirituality. They are not very serious. That's the kind of people they get as their gurus. We see in society that's happening. And people who are really serious, then that kind of person we will be guided to, or that kind of person will be sent into our life. This is the system within the universe that any time, any moment a person decides to search for God, the Lord as Paramatma, understanding the desire, reciprocates by sending his representative into our life. Dhruva Maharaj, he was just 5 years old. He just left home, didn't know anything about God. He just heard from his mother, only he can help you. Where do I find him? I have heard that all the sages go to the forest to look for him. So he left for the forest. And as soon as he did that, in the middle of the forest, Narad Muni appeared, inspired by the Supreme Lord Vishnu. So even if we are sitting in the remotest corner of the universe, but if we have a sincere desire, the Lord will send somebody into our life, or we will be guided to that personality. So ultimately, whether we get a bona fide guru or not boils down to our desire. Our desire is sincere, as Srila Prabhupada used to say, the law of supply and demand. Because people want to be cheated, so there are cheaters in this world. So people who just want a label of spirituality but are not willing to practice sincerely, they're not really interested in God. And nowadays you find a lot of such people in the name of being very spiritual, but you talk about God, they're not interested. In fact, the envy comes out. Oh, don't talk about God. I just want to be spiritual. Because being spiritual, that word itself gives so comfort. They should understand that if the word spiritual is giving you so much comfort, what if you actually start applying it in your life? And this is just the basic ABCD of spiritual life, understanding that we are spiritual by nature. That is our nature, and therefore spiritual life is our natural life. And unless we accept the shelter of a bona fide guru, our conditionings, our karma, this will not be wiped out. Our nature will stay the same. Because we are born with a particular nature controlled by the three gunas. And based on that, we feel whatever we feel and think is right. So who will then guide us? There are 7.5 billion people all over the planet. Everybody is thinking they are right. So who is right? Everyone is wrong. Because everybody is thinking from their perspective. And nowadays you have people talking, everybody's perspective is right. And it makes everybody feel so good. And that only increases or aggravates the disease, increasing their false ego. But somebody has to come and tell them that you are right. Your wrong is so wrong, your right is also wrong. Because you are thinking from a level of intelligence that you are born with, based on your past guna and karma. You are bound by a particular guna. So therefore, who will come and help us? A guru comes, says, no, this is right, this is wrong. And a guru who guides us based on the Shastra, scriptures. Because that is the word of God. Dharma, adharma, is not to be defined by majority, not to be defined by popular opinion, not to be defined by what we feel and think is right. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Whatever the Lord says is dharma. And a real guru will always guide us based on dharma. And the dharma comes from the scriptures. It cannot be manufactured. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is also teaching by his own example. He was a proud scholar, behaving like a proud scholar. Only when he accepted the shelter of Srila Ishwarapuri, his guru, his eternal guru, did he become humble. He could give up his pride. He became a great Vaishnava. The Lord is teaching. So having the shelter of a bona fide guru means we are fully protected from everything. In the Mahabharata, there is the episode where there was an attempt to burn the Pandavas alive. But they escaped because of the blessings of Krishna and the help of Vidura. But after they escaped, they did not go back to Hastinapur immediately. They were just roaming around because they knew if they go now, there could be another conspiracy to kill them. So they were traveling different places, different towns, cities. And at one point during this, they also went to Ekachakra, where Bhima killed the demon Bakasur. So they heard about the Swayambhar, Panchal kingdom, Draupadi Swayambhar. So they also wanted to go. So as they were traveling, the Pandavas, so they come, it was, I think, close to midnight, but they were walking. And they saw the king of Gandharva, Chitrarath. He was with many apsara. They were having fun in the lake. And immediately the Pandavas were stopped by a voice from Chitrarath. Stop. Who are you intruders? The Pandavas said, we are not intruders. Said, this is our time. Night time is our time. Therefore you are intruders and you will be punished. So he attacked them with his celestial weapons. Arjuna, of course, he counteracted each and every weapon of Chitrarath. And Chitrarath was impressed. And then they became close friends. Chitrarath. Then Arjuna asked him, that why did you attack us? We didn't do anything to harm you. Why did you attack us? We were just simply going to visit a place and we didn't even say a word. So why did you try to harm us? So Chitrarath said, because you are walking without a guru. And when a person is like that, then we, even the demigods, create impediments in his life. So that goes to show that if one has the protection of a guru, then so much from our life is just the unnecessary stuff. We don't even realize it's just minimized, taken away by the blessings. So the guru can protect us even from God's wrath. See, that's why it is said, if God gets angry, guru can protect. But if guru gets angry, even God does not intervene. The guru only has to. So what an exalted position a guru has. And what a fortunate life if we have the shelter of a bona fide guru. And when we say the word guru, it doesn't just refer to our immediate guru. It means guru parampara, the guru varga, entire guru parampara, ultimately going back to Krishna. And that's how Krishna distributes his mercy. And we have the great fortune of being connected to so many exalted disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, the whole guru parampara is so exalted. You see, the most confidential associates of Sri Radharani and Krishna have appeared in Gaudiya Vaishnava parampara. Others have also been blessed, other sampradayas, but the most confidential ones have appeared in this. In fact, the Lord personally appeared in this as Lord Chaitanya, Radha Krishna. They are sakhis, they are manjaris, and they have been coming and guiding. So this is our greatest fortune, that guru, even if the disciple is not fully qualified, he can create our qualification. And just like Suta Goswami, apparently he was not qualified, but because he was blessed by Shukadeva Goswami, he was blessed by Vyasadeva, and that created his qualification. So this chapter is interesting because Vyasadeva is going to ask now Narad Muni's previous life. And that is also very important. Sometimes theory takes years to get internalized. But simply hearing about the journey of an elevated soul can inspire us so much. So how many people must have come to ISKCON or joined ISKCON simply by hearing Srila Prabhupada's biography. So many. Even when I was in college, so when I would read Prabhupada's biography, that literally strengthened the resolve. And so many, even Madhvacharya Prabhu, he was doing his MBBS, and when he read Prabhupada's biography, he said, "Now I'm joining." So the life of a Vaishnava, life of a great devotee, is very, very inspiring. And therefore Vyasadeva is inquiring, because they have traversed this path, and just by hearing from them, it is going to inspire us also in spiritual life. So interesting chapter we'll hear from the next set of speakers. Thank you very much. I'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki chai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki chai.